Talk about competition being tight. Tonight on Project Runway All-Stars, we're playing with corsets. Jasper's getting grilled for playing with glue. And of course, someone's gotta go home. This is AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? Happy Wednesday.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. We got a lot to talk about. We're doing it quick. Let's start by introducing the panel. I am Haley J.
Hey, everybody. I'm Monique Loveless.
And I'm Katie Thompson.
All right. So, guys, what do we think of this episode?
I loved it. Love me a corset moment.
Yeah, we've got a lot coming up. We're pulling it all together, literally, like the strings of a corset. So what they're doing tonight is creating a high fashion look to celebrate a woman's figure. We've got Jasper playing with glue, and a lot of the contestants were not happy to see that. Plus, we've got someone going home, of course, and our special segment, Pass or Purchase, where we're going to tell you guys what we'd pass on or what we would want to purchase for ourselves.
Definitely. I'm always excited about that.
So what do we like the most about the episode? Or what didn't we like?
I feel like I have more didn'ts, if that's okay.
Yeah, no, let us know.
I mean, we'll talk about the glue thing, but that's a big thing for me because I feel like there's rules and regulations
that's
and glue
out.
Is not a part of it. Literally sticky. We're on it on the puns today. We've been doing it.
I didn't even realize I
all
did
day,
that.
You guys.
So I'm guessing you were not crazy about this.
Well, I haven't been crazy about this season, period. Mm. It's kind of like the judges, I don't know. I'm questioning y'all's abilities. And then like the actual contestants, they don't really seem like all-stars to me.
Okay. I see that. I could see that point of view. It is sometimes a little bit dull.
Yeah.
I think we may see them get a little bit more snappy with each other. That's what, honestly, I'm like, bring the drama. I think we might get that a little bit.
We're early. It's early.
It's like still
the,
early.
The cattiness can still come.
Monique's like, come on, let's go.
Usually it starts early on. Like, this is a competition. Like,
in reality TV, you're right. Yeah, it's normally a little more fiery by now.
Right. This is a competition. Like, every episode should be some shade, should be some, like, you know, they're very, like, I don't know.
How about
I guess
you
they
give
do
it
throw
to
some
us?
Shade
yeah.
They can't.
What would and you they, do? What would you say?
I mean, I would have to be in the workroom. There's no way I can say it right now, but it's like, I would have to be in the workroom. But if there's competition out there, I'm gonna be like anybody else on the thing. And I'm gonna be like, you know what? Her stuff was ugly. That fringe was a hot mess. I don't know what she thinks she's doing. And Jasper kind of gave it to us this episode when he said his mind and threw some shade at, I think it was Cynthia or Michelle, or it might've been Michelle. I don't know who
I think it was Michelle.
He was like, honey, this is a corset. Now, why would you do it on the inside and not the outside? Like,
after he had just glued on some lace, he shouldn't be throwing any shade.
Well, we see he got what was coming.
Right.
I did like the fact that this actually was my favorite that we've seen so far this season. I just liked the looks the most of the season. And when they started walking out with the models and lingerie, I'm like, all right, this will be a good episode. And we could tell right off the bat that there are all different representations of women.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I do want to kind of talk about the challenge a little bit. So they had to design a high fashion look for a modern woman.
Right.
So as all of us females on the panel here, how did you guys feel about that? Finally seeing that being represented?
I wish that there were more models in the actual show that had all body types, because
right.
they did do that on one season of Project Runway, and all the designers were so like, oh my gosh, but I've never designed for a real woman before. And I'm like,
such an interesting point that this episode actually was devoted to that, and yet their actual models for their looks were still
that, and that's because that was what I saw. I'm like, wait, we
Very
showed
good point.
Diversity here, but then now everyone's real thin, and I get it.
It's like you this had is, your moment, but it's
yeah,
not.
But,
we haven't evolved quite.
Yeah,
we're
still
gonna
keep the thin ones here.
Huh.
So that's fashion. I get it. That's what they make.
Well, I feel like that's TV right now, because fashion has taken a turn as of we saw it last season. It's just, you know, it's different now. It's all about what you want. But as far as reality TV, I guess they still want it. But my biggest thing in this episode was that these looks I mean, we're in the third episode. Where are the fire?
I think
where are the fire? Or yeah, fourth episode? Okay, I think I missed one episode. We are in the fourth episode. Where are the fire looks? Where are my designers at? Where are my Michael Costellos? Where are my Christian Sirianos? Where are my, like...
You just think for all-star contestants, you should be wowed, and you're just not.
Yeah, I'm not wowed by any of the stuff that they're giving.
It's like they all need a nap, and then maybe if they took, like, a quick 30 minutes, they would be able to, like, make a better like, dress.
You know, I wonder if coming into the competition already... being a winner of past seasons, I wonder if they just don't care as much. Because even when they go home, they're like, you know what? I won already. So maybe the competition where you would think it should be even higher, maybe they are like, meh, I already won. So possibly. I'm just kind of having fun now. I wonder if that could be it.
I don't know. It could be possible because as a winner, you know, you're building your business already. Most of them have won. So they've gotten money. They've already started their businesses or their clientele, which is... But you can't, if this is what you're giving your clientele, I'm sorry, this is trash, and I'm just going to be honest with it. And I'd be like, listen, I don't, you know, there's just certain things that you just, I don't know.
The contest was to celebrate a woman's figure.
Right.
Do we think they did that?
I feel like a lot of people made pants, and like, yes, we can celebrate a woman's figure in pants, but that's not how I would celebrate my curves with, like, I like to, like, put on, like, nice, like, dress, or, like, and it's, like, it's corset, so, like, maybe no pants. I don't know. That's
me. I have to disagree with that. I love pants. I'm a pants girl. I have hips. I have booty. I'm a 45 waist. I mean, I'm a 45 hips. I'm a 26 waist, so pants never really work for me a lot, but I love them. I get them tailored. Wide legs are my favorite, but a lot of other things, like, for instance, what Jasper did, I don't even care about the lace. Like, that front slit pant, that's so out. I put out. Like, this is, these pants, the front slit pants are over. Like, that gives me so 2001. I don't know.
Everything circles back, but not that soon for you.
Well, everything circles back, but it also usually circles back in a modern aspect. That wasn't modern whatsoever.
No.
So I just feel like just some of the things that they were doing, like even when the judges were making the big deal about what's her name, the girl who Cynthia
with the headpiece.
No, she's got the white dress. It's like the white with the basket skirt.
That was Christina.
Okay, so Christina actually, like, it was so ill-fitting. This dress was so ill-fitting. The execution was so bad. The basket weave skirt was fine. The corset just came down too long. It was just too much. She was not the winner.
You're wrong.
She was not the winner.
No.
Back to what you were saying with the pants. I enjoyed the pants because I kind of felt like, you know, women are badass. And if they want to have a suit, I get it. But I feel like I would have done something in the middle with maybe show the woman's curve with the corset and then use the pants.
I felt like it was a lot of, like, shapeless on top. And then, like, and also Jasper's pants looked like they, like, ripped at the front. Like, it was like, oh, maybe they were too small. And they just, like, ripped open and, like,
of Jasper... The contestants were not happy to see him gluing on his lace.
No. What are you doing?
Tell me your thoughts, because I can tell that just set something off. What do you think?
Gluing just cheapens your handwork, which actually cheapens your garment. So it doesn't matter kind of what goes on it. Your garment is going to be kind of cheapened.
Do you think he ran out of time? Do you think he got lazy?
This was the day before. Like, I know, like, we still have the next morning, but, like, you could probably, if this is all stars, you should be able to quickly sew some lace on the front of that, or you should not be using glue. If this is all stars, we need to not be using any glue.
Comparing to other people's looks.
Exactly. Like... And it was also just, like, bad. It was so bad, the look, too. Like, it would have been more forgivable if the look was also like great and it was like, oh, I'm pressed on time. Don't be using glue the night before. Like, you have time the next morning to give this some more time. So.
And isn't it interesting that I thought Jasper was a cutie, but you could tell he was rubbing the other contestants the wrong way. So isn't it interesting the one that chooses to use glue has the comments for everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting, but I loved Jasper because even though the other contestants didn't understand him, he had his own flair. He had his own thing going on. He was doing his own thing.
It was fun.
And he didn't really care about what other people thought. Like, at the end of the day, that's what it's supposed to be anyway. But his garden, this, like, it just wasn't, I don't think that he should have been eliminated, honestly. Another wrong mistake this week that I agree with from what I had last week. I don't think he was the one who should have been eliminated.
I do.
Bye. So many Sorry. Opinions. And but, we want to know what you guys think, too. And we have a special message for you.
Hey, guys. Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit the thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us the 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Thank you, thank you. And back to Jasper. We were saying before, like, yeah. You know, the show can be a little boring at times. We want more drama. We did see that. We saw, who was it? Was it... Django, he was throwing some shade. You could tell he was like not impressed with Jasper's Broadway production, the way yeah. he wanted his model to walk. Yeah. He doesn't seem like he was a crowd favorite with the other contestants.
And that's like fine, but at the end of the day, it's like when it comes to somebody's to me, that's petty drama. I know people are going to be like, but you just asked for drama. That's petty drama. Like, if he wants to be a Broadway show, like, that's entertaining to me. But I want to see what I've seen in the past with contestants where they're, like, going at each other. Like, oh, even if they do have a good garment, they'll, like, still throw shade at each other and what they're doing in the workroom because they're like, if I can throw you off your game and get in your mind, then I can
mind
bring,
game.
Yeah, I can bring something better.
It could be because they're all winners, so maybe they have a little bit of a relationship, so there's not that much of the cattiness, whereas on just regular Project Runway, it's all just people coming into a room trying to win the prize, so that's more cutthroat, but maybe in All Stars, it's kind of like...
That's a good point.
Love you, sweetie. Can't wait to see what you do. And then let's see who wins, but I'll hold hands while we do it.
Maybe. But Christina made a comment that she feels like Jasper needs to put others down to feel better.
Yeah.
Do we think that? I don't know if I've seen that from him.
I've only seen
a little
more
this episode with his comments, but
no.
Do we agree with that?
I don't really, I don't know. I don't really know. All I know is that his look was not that great, and whoever else was talking wasn't that great either.
That is the hard part with behind the scenes. We only see what we see. Right. So we don't know if the other contestants are exaggerating. We don't know if Jasper really is a monster. I don't really believe it, but it is possible that he... You know, throws a lot more shade than we even see. I would think they would show it, though.
Yeah. I miss the, like, how in Project Runway, in the, like, not the All-Stars, how we'll go to the hotel room and we'll hear some of, like, the chit-chat of, like, what everybody's thinking about each other. But we don't really do this in this one. Like, I want the background, like you said, like, I want to know, like, more, and like what you said in the interviews. Like, what are you guys actually thinking? I guess we're just bouncing off and repeating each other. But
right.
Because somebody in the hallway even said, like, how are you liking the show this season? And I was like,
boring.
It's kind of boring. And I was like, I'm so sorry, everybody. It's just kind of boring.
Yeah.
Hopefully they spice it up a little bit more.
These outfits match. And by the way, Alyssa Milano, your outfits match too. Stop wearing these. I don't know who told her signature style was an A-line skirt, but in the competition, I really feel as though if you are a winner, also they need to include that you need to make Alyssa Milano an outfit for the next week. Like, stop with these A-line dresses. Like, they make you, they're aging her.
Yeah.
Like, they just, they're not as flattering as you think they are. Usually they're for a my curvy girls. They're more for my curvy girls to give them that, you know, that look of prettiness, feminine or whatnot, unless you want to be super sexy and then you go with a sheath dress. But that's beside the point. Anyway, like, somebody please make her something, like, off the show, because I am sick of these A-line dresses, and I'm so tired of seeing the same one over and over.
I imagine that's so frustrating for the contestants, probably always in the back of their head having some opinion of the judge's outfit, but they can never say that, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like, who are you to tell me that my outfit, because especially fashion, there's so many different perspectives, body types, like one thing where the other might not, you know, there's a lot of variables here. So as a contestant, if I had, even when Anne was in the room and her, like, her top blue, we don't have a picture of it to show, but she had the blue dress on and it was pretty simple except for the top piece, but she was kind of calling out other contestants for, I think she told Michelle that her outfit was boring and
rude.
It's like she's wearing just a plain blue dress. So I feel like that's got to be a practice that they have to continue working on, to just bite your tongue.
Cause right.
You can't. It's the judge. You can't say how you feel.
I feel like Alyssa wears those just because she's comfortable in it. So she's like, you know what? I know this looks good. This is what I like. Let's throw it on me again. Let's do it.
Or maybe she doesn't even choose. Maybe it's all
she doesn't
cast.
Choose.
I bet you she has some opinion, though, right?
Not,
like a little?
We just need to be like a spy.
I know.
Yeah, she probably says A-line is, because I've been in rooms like that before, so she probably does say that A-line is her signature. She likes it more. So her whoever they hired at the background stylist is probably like, okay, well, I'm going to just throw these on you. Or they have a rack of things that they bring to her, and she's always picking those out. And she's like, I like these more, and how they tailor it looks more like that. But honestly, if you have a good stylist and you trust your stylist, you will have a signature look, but it will not be the same damn dress all the time. Like, if you have a good stylist, because your stylist is there to create for you. They're there to collab with what you like and create looks that you would normally not create. If you're creating those on your own, or your stylist is just like, oh yeah, I'll just throw this on you, then you know, like, if that is your client, majority of the time a stylist will walk away from a client like that because they cannot be creative.
Sometimes we get lucky and she puts a sleeve, or it's a sleeveless. So, I mean, we have that to look forward to. Maybe A-line, but we'll look for the shoulders.
Whether or not we love the judges, they're there. They're the ones that make the decision, which brings us to, someone's got to go home, and someone won. So we know our winner was my girl, not your girl, Christina. She won with her white dress. And Alyssa Milano did point out that she won because of, this is a new term to me, she called it lattice work. Have you heard of this before?
Yeah.
Lattice work. Lattice work.
Lattice work.
Said that wrong.
Okay. It's
you can tell it's work. New for me. Lattice work. And she was talking about the detailing on the sides of her white.
Yeah.
So she was our winner. I loved it. You hated it. And then we saw Jasper.
I didn't hate Christina's. I loved the idea. I loved the, but it was super ill-fitting. Even she tried to cover it up a little bit when they were coming in on the side, when they were panning in on the side of the skirt, because it's bunched. Like, she didn't do good tailoring to her model, so it didn't fit like a glove like it should have.
But
it was very ill-fitting in the top of the skirt. It was very ill-fitting in the, like, boob area. The straps were kind of, like, big. And
see, I
just feel like
that.
It was...
Me either.
It was okay. You can't see it from this picture, but trust the eyes of the details of somebody who looks at stuff like this every day.
But
there is, like, it was not... It was just... The tailoring was off. It was just okay to me. It was a sheath dress that... It gave me Ted Baker vibes. Thank you.
I feel like, though, it's got, like, that Madonna, like, how they were talking about in the episode, that, like, cone boob thing, and they were going for that, like, outness. Like, I like how the skirt goes out, and then it comes down. It's like a bodysuit that, like, got all big in wind, and then they put a fence underneath it.
I love this.
It. Yeah.
And I feel like she really captured the challenge by using the corset. You can clearly see it's a corset, and I like that it's a risk-taking dress. However, I wouldn't be nervous to wear it. I wouldn't worry about something falling out of something when I wore the dress, but I would still feel, personally, I would feel like I'm making a statement. I'd feel bold.
Yeah.
You can't be a shy girl to wear something like that.
Yeah.
And I do think this is a high fashion piece. Now, does it represent the model or modern woman. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think as far as celebrating a woman's body type, I would agree that it does, because I think it accentuates her boobs. And I don't think she's got, you know, not like you need double D's, but I think it makes it look like feminine. You can see she's got a chest and then it accentuates her waist. So for those reasons, I like that.
Yeah, I agree with all of those for sure.
Do you think you would have liked it if it was on a different model? Because you don't like the fit. Do you think if it was fit more tailored to the body type, you'd
see it differently? If it was tailored a little more, if the front piece was came down a little, I feel like maybe if the front piece didn't come down as long, it would be okay for me. But yeah, I just feel like it has a Ted Baker vibe.
Wasn't your winner?
No, definitely wasn't my winner.
Let's talk about Jasper. Ugh. Poor guy. Ugh. He goes home. You're not sad. Katie doesn't
no,
care.
No, I'm not. I mean, he brought a little bit of drama, but
let's
that
see
dress
Jasper's
was...
look. So we already touched on the topic that he glued those pieces on. So I think that they didn't discuss that as much as I thought they would.
I mean, yeah.
But I do think that had something to do with their decision in sending him home. They didn't see his vision at all. Alyssa Milano commented that the pants made her upset.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Upset. Do we feel that strongly about this?
It looks like her boobs fell into some snow or like some ice shatters, and she got up and she's like, oh, well, let me just brush this off and keep going. Like, it's just not in the slits in the pants. I hate her hair. I don't like it at all. I didn't like his attitude in this episode. So bye, Diana.
Bye.
I don't know. I just feel like it was very, like, they made points that the corset was hitting weird and, you know, like, Alyssa was like, the pants make her upset. But it was just, it was throwback to me. It was more like throwback.
In what right. ways?
In the ways that I said before, the front slit pant was like back in, what, 2001?
Yeah, but then
like
I saw the old Starbucks mind. Wearing that the other day.
Well, she may it. Need to...
I didn't mind the pants, personally. I kind of like the open.
Yeah, but we're talking about All-Stars. So if you saw somebody wear it in Starbucks the other day, that's not an All-Star thing. Like, if you're an All-Star, you are ahead of the... You are fashion forecasting. That's not fashion forecasting.
Yeah, but in the
that
same sense,
no
if someone...
That was modern fashion
I don't
forecasting
know. I
kind of
disagree. I think that the open pant is cool. I think a big part that led to his demise was gluing the top part, because I think it just kind of made it look cheap.
Yeah.
I don't know. The pants didn't kill me. I just think the structure of it. And yeah, it was all the elements coming together of the other contestants not being happy with him. I do wonder how much attitude comes into play that has to do with them. Do you think it's... Because I guess the judges don't really know all behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So maybe also, that has nothing to do with it. Maybe it does.
Also, that runway walk that he teaches to all of his models before they come
out.
I will
miss
that.
You gotta love the passion behind it, where I'll he cares that. That much that he does truly see it as an art project. He doesn't want it just to be an outfit. He wants the whole execution to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I do respect that.
Yeah, I do too.
Are you guys ready to get into our special segment?
Yes.
Can we let everyone know?
Yes.
Katie, you take it away.
Wait.
So this is a pass or purchase.
Yes. Okay, wait. Let me just get my notes here. Okay, so.
So this segment is basically explaining which ones that we would go ahead and pass on and which ones we'd purchase. We're young out here, so we don't have a lot of money. So if we are going to purchase something, it's going to be worth it.
Oh,
we
want
to know what you guys think, too. So.
So for me, I'm going to have to go ahead and hella pass on Dimitri's.
Hella pass.
I feel like it's got like a one sleeve moment coming out of the shoulder. And then I can't tell if I can see her nipples or not. Like, it's that see through that I'm just like, I'm not sure if I'm getting color or what. And just the...
And if
the,
I have to think that hard about
it. Yeah, exactly. The boning or whatever you'd call that on the bottom, those stripes. I like the pants or skirt, whatever it is, just fine. But that top is just, and they loved it, and I didn't understand it. I mean, they were just like, more, more. It had tassels. It had sparkles. It was just, it was too much for me. And then for me to buy, I would definitely buy Cynthia's. I would absolutely throw out that hat. I don't know if she made it. I don't know if she grabbed it off the, in my opinion, very disgusting JCPenney wall, but that's just me. I would 100% buy this dress. Does it remind me of a corset moment, though? No. I mean, just because it has the
interesting
ties in
that
the back.
Whole dress was supposed to be a corset.
I know, but I don't know. I love the dress, but I don't get like corset from it. But okay. I would 100% buy. That's me.
Monique, what do you think?
I said I would purchase Irina's. She was my fave. She had that ball mom vibe inspired jacket that gave you definition, that gave you curves, that gave you everything. And then underneath she had the mesh lace bodysuit, jumpsuit, I guess, with the bodysuit underneath. I love blue. Blue is fabulous. Blue and red right now is a thing. And I definitely loved that. Another one I will say was Sean, which was the pants with the corset in the, it gave me like loungewear plus meets menswear. He was one of my faves.
So you're feeling the blues.
I love, yeah, everything about that was really good with the stripes. It was very much on trend. The sleeves, I cannot believe that he was not a part of the winning team because that was it. Him and Evan, I don't know why.
I was surprised by that too.
Him and Evan, I don't understand why they weren't up there, but they definitely had some of the top looks. Like the judges are really, I feel off. And I would have to pass on Django's. No, the skirt, the colors, that organza, whatever. Everything was lost in fabric. Yeah. All of that.
It's like
it was just the model was just so lost in fabric.
It's like a bed sheet.
She looks sad too.
Just like wrapped her in a bed sheet and then grabbed the curtains too, put her on the shoulders. Like what? No, it's rough.
It's like in the middle of changing a sheet.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So that brings me to who I would purchase. I'm gonna go with our winner was Christina, and I will say I picked this before that she was the winner, so I didn't just strategically do what they said. I loved it. I thought this was bold. I thought it was risky. I thought it was cool. I love this one. I think I would actually wear it.
No, you'd look great in it, too.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, you'd rock it.
Not sure where I would wear it, but it'd be fun. And I thought that was deserving of her. And then I will agree with you. I would pass on Django. It was messy, and it almost seemed like he had so many ideas that he couldn't just pick one.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, right. I'm going to do this. And then the judges were like, what's going on with the design on the front? I didn't even notice that until the camera zoomed in.
And then the makeup.
He's like, let's just throw on. Like, that's me trying to make an art project. Like, let's just throw on some lines somewhere. Like, that's. I kind of like the makeup. I thought it was fun. But
with that
so
outfit,
much going on.
Right. Yeah.
It was almost like, what else can you like? And then standing next to him, we don't have a photo of it, but he almost had the same type of look. So I'm like, maybe this is just his vibe, like a throw on together. But hey, she was probably the most comfortable of all the other models.
That's true. That is true for sure.
It was just not that great. It was a whole, it was a whole bunch of stuff. I don't understand. Dang it, I'm like, Evan and Sean, where were you guys? These judges. They had Rebecca Minkoff as a judge. Like, come on now. I wish she would have kind of spoke up a little more because her style is very, like, sophisticated, very structured, very much like a Ted Baker. And the people who were speaking up, I don't know what you were talking about.
I did like Olivia Coppola. I thought that she
I love her.
Added to the panel. Do you think she was credible to be on the panel? I can't talk. On the panel. On the panel. What do you think?
I love to follow her on Instagram. That I do love to do.
Annoyingly pretty, though.
Oh, my gosh. Like, how do you just wake up and look like that?
She's my age. What?
How old is she?
25.
Oh, sure. My goodness.
That makes me feel really good.
You're so pretty, though. What? No.
Yeah. No, I'm not really feeling anybody. Where are my
Someone
real,
please like, spice it up so Monique gets some action in this show.
Because, no, when you had, like, Michael Kors, when you had, it was Michael Kors, right?
Yeah.
We had Michael Kors, we had, what's her name from Maria Claire. Like, they were so real. They would have just been like, this looks like trash.
Who's the?
You looks like you wrapped a trash bag around, like. That's what I need. I need real people who look like an Anna Wintour type feel. Like, either you smize.
Yeah, maybe
or you
they're
don't.
Not like intimidated enough by the judges. Maybe they need like a Simon Cowell type figure.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Let me see what you got.
Who's the woman who is coming in and like judging their looks? The Tim Gunn woman. I don't know her name, but she's got to go, in my opinion.
You're not a fan, huh?
I'm like, what are your opinions?
But she's the one that I do think brings the most fire, at least. They seem the most intimidated by her, and she She has a very important role, actually, because she skews the direction they're going to go.
That's my thing. Is she ruining their looks? Like, you're not Tim Gunn. Maybe this is why we're
talking
not...
to the judges. Very no. good point. Oh, but it's like, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
She's not consulting with them. So what if her idea is completely opposite than the judges?
That's true. It's not like...
There's so many factors here.
Yeah.
You know?
That we don't know
could
about.
Be really, it could be really...
Well, they need to figure out the factors because this is all of it. All of it is boring. Like, even the looks are just boring.
See, I actually liked the looks this most recent episode, but what do we think? We might get a little more spice. What are our predictions for the next episode? We saw them fighting.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions. We saw them getting a little catty. They're going to the zoo, so it could get wild. Get it? Ba-dum-bum.
I hope it does. I definitely want to see Mix of Prince. That's on trend right now. I'm going to Fashion Week and I will be
They're
having
so bad. You Cheetah are? Is so yes. back.
Oh, leopard. And,
yes.
No.
Leopard. Snake skin, though.
Leopard, honey. It's leopard.
Leopard.
Okay. I'm going to Fashion Week and I'm so excited because I cannot wait to wear all of my prints. Together, print on print on
Make
print.
Make sure you plug that social at the end so we can follow every outfit you put together.
Yes. I will. Print on print on print is everything. So I'm hoping, listen, if they do not do some mix of prints on this next one, I am going to explode. I have the head exploding emoji
That's
ready.
That's true.
Because that is the trend right now. Mix of patterns. It's the biggest thing going on right now. You can walk in a Zara, you can walk in H&M, you can walk in a Nordstrom, you can find you a leopard, a snake skin, you can find you all types of print stripes.
But depending on filming, maybe that trend dropped right after filming.
No, it's been, you don't think? No. If you're a fashion forecaster, you should already know.
Like, I think that they'll like, maybe they'll be like, oh, you have to pick an animal and then they have to do an outfit like inspired by that animal. That's
that
what
could
I'm,
be cool.
That's what I'm,
that's really
what
cool,
I would
actually.
Like to see.
So
actually.
Yeah, we better get some prints if that's the case. Mm-hmm. We will see. But we definitely want to know what you guys think. So jump on live chat. Let us know. Like we said, there's so many opinions in fashion. So we can only get more with you guys. Thank you for watching. Thank you guys for sharing your opinions on everything in this episode.
Of course.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. I am Haley J. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at HeyJ, H-A-Y-J underscore.
Hi, I'm Monique Loveless, and you can find me everywhere at Miss Mo Loveless. Also, make sure you tune in every Monday at 6 p.m. for Total Bellas. We'll also be talking fashion with them,
yes,
too.
Girl.
And make sure you check out my website for all your styles, tips, and tricks. And like I said, I'm going to Fashion Week in February, so I'll be on there, MoniqueLoveless.com.
Katie Thompson, you can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. That's little, not like Lil, like a rapper. It's like L-I-T-T-L-E. And then Baby Kate's, it's all normal. So that's my spiel.
Bye, guys.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Mona Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.